This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Wentz takes the snap. Hands it off to Scott, and he is stood up right at the line of scrimmage. Matthew Judon with the stop. And the Ravens defense able to hold strong. LJ Fort, the former Eagle, also there.
That was the call yesterday. It got scary, but ultimately the Ravens got the job done. Thank goodness. They beat the Eagles in Filthy. And that was the call on 105.3 The Fan. It's Sean and RJ, Cowboys Cardinals official picks at 8 o'clock this morning. Can't wait to see yours on the Autoflex Leasing Fan text at 877-881-1053. This game was 17-0 at half. And then the Ravens, they just seem to goof around a little bit. And I am worried. I am worried that this game catapults Philly's confidence. They're down 17-0. They lose Ertz. They lose Miles Sanders. And then they're a two-point conversion away from tying it against a team that has basically been invincible during the regular season, except when they face the Kansas City Chiefs. Combine that with Filthy's upcoming schedule, taking on the Giants, then the Cowboys, then the Giants. I mean, this is the turning point possibly of their season. So they're telling themselves, by the time we face Cleveland, okay, on November 22nd, we should be 3-4-1, and we should be getting healthy. That's my concern. That's my worry. Now, maybe they were saying to themselves, the only reason we came back, it was garbage time. You know, although I don't consider 17-0 garbage time, comparing that to some of the Cowboy whippings that they've been getting and trying to come back from. So that's my concern, and that's why I didn't think Troy would get amazing audio this morning while spying on WIP, Troy, because I thought they'd have a little pep in their step. Did they?
No, not really. Not much of a pep in their step on WIP with Angelo Cadore.
Meatball
mozzarella. Not much of a pep in their step. I think they have just reserved to the fact that they are not good. And normally it's yelling and screaming when they kick off the show. This time it's like,
Touchdown!
Sports Radio 94 WIP, a radio.com sports station.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. Monday morning in Delaware Valley after Eagles game. And I am in a very unique position here.
Why?
Having done this show for 3 decades, Al. One thing I have always been able to do after an Eagles game is know how I feel.
Okay.
I don't today.
Why?
I don't know how I feel.
What do you mean?
What am I supposed to feel?
Well,
Rhea ghosted me during the game because I was getting too negative. I had benched Wentz.
Yes. Okay.
I benched him after the first half. I had made a lot of other roster moves.
Mm-hmm.
I had cut some people too, Al. I had definitely
he
released
was on
a
fire.
Few. Nate Gary, Al. He was gone.
Yeah.
Hightower?
Hightower. Hightower. I was going to do a statue of Hightower, and I could use his actual hands because they're made of stone.
Use a comma.
You take a breath.
Not the Delaware Valley.
Does he not have nasal issues? Like, how is he talking when it sounds like he is just holding his nose the entire time and speaking? And I'm not sitting here pretending like we're, you know, we have, you know, golden voices over here, but the nasally congestion, I don't know how this guy's chest doesn't implode and just blow up.
Definitely has sleep apnea. It's got to go to sleep, Dallas. Give him a call. But, I mean, yeah, it's just like, WIP Morning Show, Angelo, and Rhea, and Al, Steelers' name is. The Eagles, I don't even know how to fail this money with the Eagles. I mean, I don't know.
Listen, obviously Angelo has something wrong with his body, but maybe not as bad as the blue tint Eagles over there. It seems like their entire team is banged up or someone's hurt. And that brought Angelo to his next point after he, you know, sniffled. Maybe they should just check out the market.
Let's wheel and deal, Howie. Because right now, our team.
What?
We don't have one. And I can't wait to talk to the doctor because in this tone, I'm going to say, doctor. What do we do? We only bring in ceramic players. The minute they get hit, they get nicked. Miles Sanders shows it.
I know he's got.
How do you have all
already.
These? He's 23. When you were 23, how many injuries did you have?
None. I hadn't even made a professional.
None. And he was in his sexual prime.
What? Yeah.
23. He was a virile young man.
What the hell does that have to do with
what
it?
What is happening? How many injuries did you have when you were 23? Who cares? Eagles inactives yesterday. Alshon, Deshaun, Lane Johnson, Avante Maddox, Duke Riley, Nate Sudfeld. Marcus Epps, they are so hurt. And I don't even think they lead the league. San Fran leads the league in IR, people. Look at us here in DFW, and the Eagles, they lost Zach Ertz yesterday as well.
Yeah, and you know, it's amazing. All those guys hurt are also, not coincidentally, in their sexual prime. Like Angelo just talked about. It's really wild how they're still getting hurt.
Audio from WIP in Philadelphia is the Eagles are just struggling. I mean, they are just struggling over there. But normally they would rely on, like, callers to bring them up, especially Shirley. Shirley's like their go-to cheerleader, Shirley, whatever he calls her. Not this morning.
Cheryl, I got so many people who want to get out of this. Could you give me an Eagle cheer after a loss? Is that possible?
An Eagle cheer today?
It's a short week, Cheryl. I'm just trying to do a quick turnaround.
Listen, we need to save that energy.
All right, that's fine.
Save that energy for Thursday.
Then be well, my girlfriend. I will talk to you again soon.
My girlfriend.
I thought you said that they didn't have any energy this morning, that they were just kind of apathetic. This is a lot of energy. They are worked up.
No. The callers didn't have a lot of energy. The callers did not have a lot of energy. Like, normally, I would expect them to be screaming as much as they are fighting in the stands, as we saw yesterday. Because, you know, the best way to kill Corona is by punching a guy in the jaw. But in any case, not a lot of screaming from the callers, except for one guy. On WIP in Philadelphia, he's not blaming the players. He's not blaming the front office. He's blaming Dougie Fresh.
I got Mike and Berwyn up now. Mike, you want to say something about the coach?
You know what? He's got to go.
Whoa! Bad timing.
Before or after we have him on.
All right. Why has he got to go? Doug's got to go?
You know what? In the beginning of the game, these first 20 plays are already written. I mean, look back every game. We struggle in the first half of the game.
All right. Now, I'm going to give you the coach's response because I saw it when Les Bowen asked this. What is he supposed to do if he dials up the perfect play, the quarterback makes the perfect throw, and Hightower can't catch the football? Wow.
Okay, but that's one
a pregnant
play, though.
Pause.
That's one play.
No, that's a big play. That could have gone for a touchdown.
I just don't know how you can blame one. I mean, he may not have had the best game, but let me tell you, that guy showed a lot of heart.
Yeah, heart.
Here we go. They did have some drops. They had, I think Miles Sanders dropped one. They had another big drop. But they want Doug Peterson gone. So much for that Super Bowl giving you job security.
Right, yeah. You know, Doug Peterson goes and gets – Michael Lombardi said he wasn't an NFL caliber head coach. The guy a year later goes and wins the Super Bowl, and now those dopey fans. By the way, he won it with a backup. Now those dopey fans want to run him out of town. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, don't you think Doug Peterson would have a job in five? Well, Rob Ryan said he'd have a job in 5 minutes. It might take Doug 6 minutes to get one, but he'd have a job pretty quick.
Well, in this last clip. You know, Angelo Cataldi on WIP in Philadelphia, he actually has a theory about what's going on with Doug Peterson. And Angelo, you should know, if you read the good word, do not smite the Lord.
he is beyond frustrated with all the injuries. Mm-hmm. That he can't put a team on a field.
Yeah.
And nobody can give me the answer why. He has all these injuries, and the Ravens were healthy. He even pointed out after the game, we were playing a team that was, we had a lot of injuries, and they were totally healthy. Come on. What the hell? God. How about cut as a break, God? Hello? Hello? 17 was 3 years ago. We need more luck now.
It is amazing that this whole act, like this guy, I don't know whether he did it before Bayless or after Bayless, but I think he's a legend there. It is amazing that this crap, this shtick works, that this can actually be put on air every day, morning drive in a major city, that this bravado, it's just, he's got to be exhausted at the end of these shows.
Hello?
He can't talk normal. Yeah.
This,
God!
He's been doing this way longer than Skip. Way longer.
Yeah.
This guy's been on there forever. Since the 80s, this guy's been on the radio.
God!
God! Yeah. By the way, so well done, Troy, pulling double duty with the audio. This is like a weekly occurrence. We have never played so much filthy audio ever as they lose again to the Ravens yesterday. So there is a another Washington Post report on Dan Snyder. We've had sexual harassment and verbal abuse allegations. A month later, team employees secretly produced explicit videos of cheerleaders, apparently, allegedly, for Dan Snyder and the team's play-by-play voice. Well, yesterday, or Saturday, the Washington Post, with a new report that Dan Snyder would tell the cheerleading director, you better keep them skinny with big blanks or I'll effing kill you. That was his demand for the types of cheerleaders that he wanted there on the Washington football cheerleading squad. Snyder once threatened to kill him if he didn't have skinny cheerleaders with you know what's.
And so. He was in his sexual prime.
Stop it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.